24th day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet, from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 6th of May, 2021 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I was absent from the Faculty of Engineering at Multiple University Zara, continuance from the 58th ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab. Malam Abdul Mumin is on our daily absent today. Malam Ali Abdullah Al-Kanawu recite the Holy Quran for us. While Professor Abdullah Al-Kanawu conducted absent, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أعلنا لك أزواجك اللاتي آتيت أجورهن وما ملكت يمينك مما الله عليك وبنات عمك وبنات عماتك وبنات خالك وبنات خالاتك اللاتي هاجرن معك وامرأة مؤمنة إن وهبت نفسها للنبي إن أراد النبي هل يستنكها خالصة لك من دون المؤمنين قد علمنا ما فرضنا عليهم في أزواجهم وما ملكت أيمانهم لكي لا يكون عليك حرج وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا أيها النبي إنا أعلنا لك أزواجك اللاتي آتيت أجورهن وما ملكت يمينك مما أفاء الله عليك وبنات أمك وبنات أماتك وبنات خالك وبنات خالتك اللاتي هاجرن معك وامرأة مؤمنة إن وهبت نفسها للنبي إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها خالصة لك من دون المؤمنين قد علمنا ما فرضنا عليهم وما ملك من أزواجهم وملكت أيمانهم لكي لا يكون عليك حرج وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله تبارك وتعالى, like we studied yesterday in this verse, is now telling us what he has made law for the Prophet Islam after telling the mu'minin that anytime you marry without touching the lady and you have to divorce them, then amarakum alayhinna iddatin tattadunaha, you don't have any idda that you are going to count. Here Allah is telling the Prophet, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, oh this dignified Prophet, Inna ahlanna laka azwajaka allati ataita hunna ujurahunna. We have indeed made love to you, all those your wives that you gave their dawah, you gave their sadaq when you were marrying them. Wama malakat yaminuka mimma afa Allah alayk, and all those that your right hand possesses out of slaves that you have gotten in spoils of war. Wabanati ammika, so also all the children, the daughters of your paternal uncles, wabanati ammatika, and the daughters of your paternal aunts, wabanati khalika, and the daughters of your maternal uncles, wabanati khalatika, and the daughters of your maternal aunts. وبنات أمك وبنات أمك وبنات خالك وبنات خالتك اللاتي هاجرن معك, those of them among them that migrated with you from Makkah to Medina. وبنات هاجرن معك وإمرأة مؤمنة, and any other woman in Wahabat Nafsaha al-Nabi, who decided to offer herself free to you. All this is permissible for you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa imratan mu'minatan in Wahabat Nafsaha al-Nabi in arada al-Nabi. It's not compulsory that when they give themselves to you in they freely offer themselves for you to marry them, if you so wish, in arada al-Nabi, if you so wish, ayastakiha, that you would marry them. All this to you, the Prophet is special. This permission that you can marry all these people is specific to you, but that you can marry anybody who offers herself to you freely, that she is your wife, this is specific to you. Min dunil mu'minin is not for the rest, remaining faithful servants of Allah. Qad alimna ma faradna alayhim fi azwajihim. We already know what we have ordained for them in respect of their wives, and in respect of what their right hands can acquire in terms of slaves. All this, O Prophet, do you know why we have made all these things and give you permission so wide to do whatever you want with respect to marriage? So that there will be no tightening, there will be no undue inconveniences for you. لِكَيْ لَا يَكُنَ عَلَيْكَ حَرَجٌ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has always been that He is ever forgiving, always merciful. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this verse, like we mentioned yesterday, out of His mercy for the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, and out of His forgiveness for the Ummah and His care, He had allowed the Prophet ﷺ these vast opportunities. The Prophet ﷺ, like we said yesterday, when he left this world, he had 9 wives. He had 11 wives, 2 died in his lifetime, apart from Sayyidina Khadija. And he had 2 slaves, Rehana and Maryam al-Qibti, that is from Egypt. And we explained yesterday that all the marriages of the Prophet ﷺ is not the way that an ordinary person will just look at it. That's why here, when Allah is talking, He's always calling the Mu'mineen. قَدْ أَلِمْنَا مَا فَرَدْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because it is the faithful servants of Allah who love the Prophet absolutely that will easily see the reasons behind it. The Prophet ﷺ has a mission. In achieving this mission, anything that will come in his way to divide him from achieving the mission, that thing has to be put off. Look, all of us are holding this Quran. That you are holding the Quran alone today is enough miracle. It's enough miracle. This Quran was sent down to Bayt al-Izzati in this month of Ramadan. And from there it was being brought to the Prophet Islam. But let me tell you how the Prophet was receiving this. He received Iqra Bismi Rabbika Allazi Khalaq. He would open a file, chapter called Iqra, and put it in his head. He will receive another surah, Surah Muddassir. He would open another file in his head called this chapter, Muddassir. In his head, he will open it. He will receive another chapter called Surah Muzzammil. He will open another and put it in his head. And notice that all the verses are not complete for. Like Iqra Bismi Rabbika Allazi Khalaq, it was only 5 verses that was revealed. It may be another 2 years before another verse that is in that particular chapter is revealed. The Prophet will open this file and put it in between this place and this place. Understand the enormity of work. You are a vice chancellor, or you are a DG, or you are somebody in a highly placed position. You come, and anytime you read a file, you tell your secretary, go and open the cabinet in such a file, name with this name, open it. Between number this of this page and number that of that page, put it inside. I hope you understand what you're talking about. It's not like we are filing, okay, go and put it in the file. You just open a printer top. If there are already 30 sheets there, the next one is at one. No. The Prophet will have to say, go and put it in between this and this. This is the kind of work the Prophet was doing. And as he was telling the people like Zayd bin Thabit, who was writing the Quran, and as they were keeping it in the room, in leaves, in scapula, in leather, they were arranging it like that. The Prophet was also arranging it in his brain. And when he comes to recite it, he will recite it with the old verse that belonged to the surah that was revealed early, and with the new verse that belonged to the surah that was revealed now, he will put it in the right place. Because Surah Iqra was revealed, Surah incomplete, Mudassir incomplete, Muzammil incomplete, later on some are complete, later there are some Makkah surah that was not completed but in Medina. And each of these, the Prophet has to know where it is. Yet, this man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the same time, he is one who is sitting down and listening to every Muslim and he's complaining. He's also the one who is looking and say, how is this religion going to end up? At the same time, he's also the ruh, the spirit, that from the firmament to the earth is light. And he knows it. He's also going to the presence of Allah, meeting with angels. A person that has all these huge activities and huge work in front of him. You know women. Sometimes he feels that it is this place that he has to stay to do his work. Then another woman, today is my right, come here. That's why when a man of God is marrying, his reason for marriage is totally different from when a person of the world is marrying. So the marriage of the Prophet is not to do with what people are thinking. Yes, he needs a wife in the house. But like we said yesterday, look at it. This man got married to Sayyidah Khadija at the age of 25. Did not marry for the next 15 years. Sorry, for the next 25 years, until he was 50. At that age of 50, when Sayyidah Khadija died, he did also marry immediately. And everybody now advised, you cannot leave the children, they are young, you need somebody to look after them, then he married Sayyidah Sauda, whose husband had died. After marrying Sayyidah Sauda, is when he went to Khawazin to try to spend nearly a month calling people to God, and they didn't answer him, and they threw stone and they injured him. And he came back. Until he got to be, then he now married Sayyidah Aisha, that he did not bring to the house until in Medina, when Sayyidah Aisha was now big physically. Then he brought Sayyidah Aisha in, now as his second wife, now in Medina. Then later on, when Sayyidah Hafsa lost her husband, he married Sayyidah Hafsa as his third wife. Then when the husband of Umm Salma, that's Abu Salma, died, he married Umm Salma. And all this, like we said, you can see there is to assist the religion, to assist all of us. Sayyidah Aisha, the Prophet did not even know about her. He said it's Angel Gabriel that brought the picture to her, to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he saw her in a velvet being held by Angel Gabriel. So this is your wife. And he now went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and married him, and told him, and then he married her. And he used to tell us, "Khuzu nisfa dinakum min hadhihi al-khumaira," take half of your religion from this light complexion lady. So you can see just the half of the religion, the knowledge of half of religion was with Sayyidah Aisha. So it's not just issue of marriage. Look at Sayyidah Umm Salama. A lot of times the Prophet is in difficult situation, like in the day of Hudaybiyah, and all. She's the one who tells us, why don't you do this? And what she is saying is from Allah. So they are not just ordinary women. That's why Allah was telling them, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ وَأَكِنَّ الصَّلَاةُ وَأَتِنَّ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَتِنَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَكُمْ رِجْسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. Stay in the houses. Learn what the Prophet has brought. The Prophet, we also saw that he did not have any male child that survived over 17 months. Because his children cannot stay after him and they are not prophets. When the children of other prophets that are less than him were prophets. But then the Prophet now said, okay, then the whole Ummah, you are my spiritual children. I will have to encourage all of you to be what I want my children to be. Then he will be encouraging. If you are going to marry, thank you, al-wudud, al-wudud. If you are going to marry women, marry men that are loving and childbearing, because I want you to have plenty of children. Because he wants you to give him those children to use. Because every woman is aspiring. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْوَةٌ حَسْنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ. Whoever desires Allah, not just to be on the path of Allah. Then your example is the verse last summer. So if you try to follow the Prophet and be like a clone of the Prophet, then you can call to Allah like the Prophet was calling to Allah. And this is what the Prophet wants. That's what Allah is saying here. All this time, like I'm doing in the moment, you have your own mission. And why? So that there will be no constriction in your mission. You can do it the way you want. Not that anybody is going to hold you. Our politicians, when they are married, they have their mission, reason for marrying. They are not married because of marriage. You see somebody, he will just go outside to go and marry a white lady or somebody just because he's becoming a governor. Because their only aim of marriage is like you're having this ladies that have won beauty contest. They want to show up the lady going about. They want to show. This is why they are married. When they come to the public, somebody says, you should see them with another lady, because that is the way of the kuffar, the way of the people that are of worldly people. But the people that are people of Allah, their own ways, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, that their wives should stay within the house, learn what Allah and the Prophet has brought, be an example for the world. Not that, it's not by going out. Not that people cannot see them. You have a dinner in your house, people come to your house, they will see your wife, they will see your children. But not that they should be going about dressing as if they are designer conference or whatever they are doing. These ones are for people of the world. Even people of the world, most of them, when they marry, they have a reason for marrying. We just heard of 2 billionaires that were married for how many, 20-something years, and suddenly they dissolved their marriage. Because they feel that their world was not going on the way they want it. But the people of Allah, their own way is different. So when you are hearing that Allah is permitting the Prophet in all these issues, be very careful and don't go and start thinking like the Western are thinking, because their own, they don't marry except for purpose of lust, of sexual intercourse. So they think anybody who is marrying plenty, that is his reason. Till today you see people of God, they have their reasons for marriage. Look at somebody like Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz. By the time he left this world, he left over 70 children. Over 30 of them had memorized Quran. Before that time, before Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, no single person had children up to 30 that memorized Quran. Which means his marriages were for reason. Today his children go about all over the world, calling to God, source of blessing. Look at somebody like Maulana Sheikh Tahir Wajih. Today he has over 70 children that have memorized the Quran. Over 70. Which means he's not marrying for just the same reason that other people are marrying. Because even those ones, they don't even want children in any case. They are doing family plans so that they don't have children. So here Allah is doing this to Prophet, allowing him to marry from his cousins, both from the father's side and the mother's side. Any woman that wished to give herself related to the Prophet, she's allowed. If the Prophet wants to marry, even if he wants to marry more than 9, but the Prophet, the ones that he felt will benefit him is the ones that he married. There was a day a woman came to the Prophet and said, "Oh Prophet, I came. I want you to marry me." The Prophet looked at her and did not believe that he would marry her. He needs to marry her. Then the Prophet was looking at his companions. And all of them said, "Oh Prophet, I will, if you don't want, give her to me." He said, "Okay. Where is Sadaki?" "I don't have." "So go and look for Sadaki." He went and came and said, "Oh Prophet, you know I couldn't get. Even you cannot go and get a ring, even if it's from iron, made up of metal iron." He went and said, "I couldn't get." He said, "Okay. Have you learned anything of this Quran that I brought?" He said, I know this surah. "So you know this one?" He said, "Okay, then that's enough as Sadaki. I marry her to you on this occasion." And when he said, "Holy Satan, if the Prophet wishes to marry all these ones that are listed, he doesn't need to take permission of any person. He doesn't need to take to have witnesses. He doesn't need to have sadaqah. If he gives sadaqah, he wishes to give, it's not compulsory on him. But no other person has a right to marry a woman without taking permission of his parents. No other person has a right to marry without giving sadaqah. No person has a right to marry in secrecy without at least two people knowing about the marriage. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he sees a lady out of all this mention now and he wants to marry them now, now she has become his wife. That's what Allah said. خالصت لك من دون المؤمن قد علمنا ما فرضنا عليه في أزواجهم وما ملكت أيمانهم لكي لا يكون عليك حرج فكان الله غفورا رحيما. For you, the moment that you are having some bad thoughts in your mind or you are thinking anyhow, Allah has forgiven you. Rahiman, Allah is so merciful to you. The mission of the Prophet, for him to complete it, whatever will give him constriction, Allah will remove it.
ترجي من تشاء منا وتؤوي إليك من تشاء ومن ابتغيت ممن أذلت فلا جناح علي ذلك أدني أن تقر أعينهن ولا يأذن ويرضين بما آتيتهن كلهن والله يعلم ما في قلوبكم وكان الله عليما حليما.
ترجي من تشاء منهن وتؤوي إليك من تشاء ومن ابتغيت ممن أزلت فلا جناح عليك ذلك أدني أن تقر عينهن ولا يحزن ويردين ما آتيتهن كلهن والله يعلم ما في قلوبكم وكان الله عليما حليما. الله is not in the verse of Allah. We have made it, O Prophet, we know your level of consideration for your ummah, but be free to do whatever you do. Don't allow anything to come in front of your mission. Turji man tasha'u minhunna. Any of these your wives that you don't want for the moment, ask them to stay, wait for me. What we ilayka man tasha'u, anyone that you so wish, ask him to come to you. Wa man ibtaghayta mimman azalta. Any one of them that you have said before, wait, and you now desire her, ask her to come. All this one, there is nothing against you. There is nothing on you. There's nothing wrong that you have done. ذَلِكَ عَدْنَيْ أَنْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهُنَّ. That they know Allah is the one that ordained it. It's easier for them to make them to be happy that Allah is the one that gave this judgment. وَلَا يَخْزَنَّ. And then they will not be sad that you did this, and they will think it otherwise. وَيَرْدَيْنَ بِمَا آتَيْتَهُنَّ كُلُّهُنَّ. And anyone that you now say, come, take this, or come, today, I want you. They will be pleased that Allah is the one that asks you to do that. Wallahu a'lam ma fi qulubikum. Allah knows what is in your mind, O Prophet, and what is in the mind of this your wives. Wa kana Allahu aliman. Allah is full of knowledge of what is going on. Haliman, and is very patient and very clement in dealing with tiny, tiny issues. Here, the Prophet, like all other Muslims, all other women, he used to divide his nights, his days, his food items. Whenever food items are brought, he will divide it for his wives. Whenever the night, he has to divide the night, he will divide it for his wives. Whenever anything is brought, he will divide it. He said, "Oh Allah, I have divided what I have the right to divide. Please don't hold me on what I cannot, I don't have strength over in dividing." Because they, the Prophet, the mind is worshipping just like the body is worshipping. It's not enough to say that I have done justice. What did your mind also do justice? So the Prophet, for example, every of his wives, they had one day. That is justice. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli. But you can go above that and reach the position of Ihsan. What Ihsan? That's your mind now worships Allah and also does justice. But is it for you, this lady, you are seeing her and you are seeing that she loves Allah more than this one. Will you love her as equally as this one? No. Sayyidah Aisha, among all the ones of the Prophet Muhammad, apart from Sayyidah Khadija, had more of Allah in her, had the love of Allah in her. The rest of them, they love Allah, they are people that fear Allah and have piety. But the Prophet Muhammad saw more piety with Sayyidah Aisha in her heart, just like Anabi Yaqub saw in Anabi Yusuf. So every man of God, if they can see your heart and they see that you are devoted to God, they will love you. They will not sometimes not be able to hide it among people. So the Prophet, sometimes that love in his heart to Aisha, he cannot hide it. It's not a question of Aisha is more beautiful. Look at the father. Half of the piety of this ummah is given to the father. Look at her herself. It's only when the Prophet is with Sayyidah Aisha on her bed that revelation of Quran comes. With other women, revelation of Quran has never come. But with Sayyidah Aisha, revelation of the Quran, angel Gabriel will come with revelation. She knows this lady, which Allah is not an ordinary lady. So she's asked to divide the days, she divides. She brings food to divide, she divides. When it's even difficult, Sayyidah Aisha says, it is difficult for you to divide my own, divide it for the rest. Sometimes 3 days there will be no food. What of this love in the heart? Can she also divide it equally? The Prophet is looking at Allah. Wherever he sees Allah is strong, the love, his love is also strong in that place. That's why he preferred Sayyidah Abu Bakr to the rest of the Ummah. So with this, the Prophet means to say, Allah, I have divided what I can divide. Please don't hold me responsible for what I cannot divide. That's what is in the heart. So that's what the Prophet was doing until Allah now told him now. Turji man tasha minhunna wa tuwi ilayka man tasha. As from today, you have freedom. The ones that you know, they are the ones that you want them to be with you now. Call them. The Prophet of Allah, mind you, has no room for to himself. If you want to rest, you go to the mosque. Only the wives, each of them had a room. One had a room here, one had a room down there, one had a room down there. And he is the one who goes to their rooms. He didn't have any room to himself. That's how the Prophet is. He never had a room to himself but throughout his lifetime. But in the afternoon, after Zuhur, or sometime between Asr and Maghrib, the Prophet will go around all the wives. Enter. How are you? How are you doing? See to their welfare. See that they are okay and go. But the night was divided. But today, Allah is now telling him, "Turji man tashaa minhunna wa tuwi ilayka man tashaa." Wa man ittaqaita mimman azalta. Even if there is one that is okay, wait, you can't be coming now, and you now decide that you should come, you are okay. Someone like Sayyidah Sauda, the Prophet married her when she was already elderly. So by the time they came to Medina, she was too elderly to even be able to satisfy the Prophet or to take care of the Prophet properly. She has said to the Prophet, "Oh Prophet, I'm now elderly. I don't want you to send me away from this house on that account. My night, I give it to this to Sayyidah Aisha." That's why here Allah has not opened the door for him. You can do without, if you so wish. It's not compulsory on you that you must divide your night or anyone you want, you go there. Despite this, the Prophet still constrained himself to 4 of his wives most of the time. Sayyidah Aisha, Sayyidah Hafsa, Umm Salma, and Zainab bint Jahsh. These were the 4. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi used to say that despite the fact that he had 9 wives, he came down to a position of having a relationship more with 4 wives. So Allah, Akan Allah, Aliman, Allah knows what everybody is thinking. Haliman, he knows what is in your heart. We are not mafikulu huwa nallahu aliman haliman.
لا يحل لك النساء من بعد ولا أن تبدل بهن من أزواج ولواجبك رسلهن إلا ما ملكت يمينك وكان الله على كل شيء رقيبا.
لا يحل لك النساء من بعد ولا أن تبدل بهن من أزواج ولو أعجبك حسنهن إلا ما ملكت يمينك. وكان الله على كل شيء وكيلا. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا يهم لك النساء من بعد. After these ladies have said they choose you, they choose Allah, they choose you, and hereafter above this world, then no woman is permitted for you after them. ولا أن تبدل بهن من أزواج, nor are you allowed to change them with another woman. إلا ما ملكت يمينك, except if you acquire new slaves, then there is no problem over that. وكان الله على كل شيء رقيبا. Allah is the one who is guiding protectively over everything. He knows what you are doing. So I would say that this particular verse is abrogated by the verse before it. Inna ahlalna laka azwajaka allati atayta ujurahunna. So I would say no, it's not like that. Whatever it is, the important thing here is that Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yahum lak min ba'du wa la an tabaddala bihinna min azwajin. This tabaddal, Allah permits Muslims istibdala zawj makana zawjin, that you, if you have a wife and she is elderly and it is difficult for you to have affairs with her, she is also finding it difficult to stay with you, and even the care that she's supposed to be giving you, she is finding it difficult to have that care. Like you normally see nowadays, you find a woman is in the house of the husband, she is elderly, and the daughters are all over the place, they have given birth. Today, I want to go here. Today, I want to go to that place. Why? My daughter has given birth. I want to go and look after the child. I want to go and assist my daughter. Because they can't take care of their husband, and they are more with their daughters. Here, the man is allowed to marry another woman in her place. فإن أردتم استبدال زوج مكان زوج وآتيتم إليهن قنطارا فلا تأخذوا منه شيئا. In such a case, if you are going to ask the lady, okay, you can stay in the house, but you are no more officially my wife, so that you can face your what you want to do and allow me to face my family. Here, whatever you have given her, even the house she's staying in, you have to leave it for her. These are some of the things that some people sometimes don't understand. And nobody is saying here that you must go and tell everybody, so this such a my wife that is elderly, this, I'm no more with her officially as a wife, so I'm going to ask her to back out. No. Sometimes you may go to some people's house, you think you have more than four wives. It's only when they die you find out that when properties have been shared, only four wives are entitled. Before you know that they died with only four wives. The others were just staying there, they have been changed with the new ones. There is another battle that the Quraysh or the Arabs knew before Islam. That battle, Islam does not permit it. What Islam permits is istibdal. That the one in your house, you are the one for a reason, that you ask her to stay aside and you bring another one in. But battle that the Arabs knew, a person has a wife, a beautiful wife, the friend will come in and see the wife. Ah, this wife is very beautiful. Do you know what you do? Leave off her. Let me take her and you go and take my wife. The Arabs used to do this. If you go and you find out the wife he's asking to take is not as beautiful as your own, you say you don't agree, you say, okay, no, let me settle you. So Allah is saying all this is forbidden. And as we are going to see, it happened to the Prophet, even this one. We are going to see it in the next verse. So, وَاللَّهِ لَكَ النِّسَاءُ مِنْ بَعْدُ وَلَا أَنْ تَبَدَّلَ بِهِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجٍ وَلَوْ أَزْوَاجَكَ صُحُمْ. No matter how beautiful they are, oh Prophet, you will not marry on top of this after they have selected Allah and you and the hereafter.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناذرين إليه ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستحلسين لحديث إن ذلكم كان يؤذي النبي فيستحي منكم والله لا يستحي من الحق وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن وما كان لكم أن تؤذوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيما.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إليه ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا وإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث إن ذلكم كان يؤذي النبي أبا يستحيي منكم والله لا يستحيي من الحق فإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أشهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن وما كان لكم أن تؤذوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيما. الله تبارك وتعالى is now back to the mu'min. All of us. This Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has a big mission. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. He doesn't want us to see us in any manner suffering. Just like a dutiful father will try his best. What can I do to make life easy so that by the time I leave this world, my children will not suffer anything. That's how the Prophet is. His mission is different from your mission. Ya ayyuhan ladhina amanu, oh you that you believe, لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إليه. Don't any of you go and enter the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا أن يذن لكم, except when you have been given permission to do so. Particularly if you are given permission إلى طعام, that you should come and eat. غير ناظرين إليه. Don't go there waiting until the food is done, so that you are waiting for the food to be done. Until you are called, don't come in. ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا. If you are called to come in, invited, enter. فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا. When you are finished eating, disperse. ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا وإذا طعمتم فانتشروا. ولا مستأنسين لحديث. Don't say that you are going to wait after you have finished eating because you are enjoying the company of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and you want to listen and to take more of, to look at him and hear more of what he has to say. When you finish eating, excuse yourself. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ يُوزِ النَّبِيَّ فَاسْتَحَيَ مِنْكُمْ. That you are doing is injurious to the Prophet. He finds it difficult to tell you, but it is not convenient for him. He is very shy of telling you. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحَيَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah is your own creator. He is not shy of telling you the truth. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحَيَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. If you need, any of you need to ask any of them something, as from today, you need anything from the wives of the Prophet and you want to ask them any question, do it behind the veil. All of you are used to going to the Prophet's wife and ask them directly. Today it is forbidden. Ask them behind the veil. Let there be something between you and them when you're asking them. ذَلِكُمُ أَطْحَرُ لِكُلُوبِكُمْ. That is better for you and it's more pure for your heart. وَكُلُوبِهِمْ. And it's also purer for their heart. وَمَا كَانَ لَكُمُ أَنْ تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. It is not for you in any way to injure the Prophet or to make it inconvenient or difficult for him. وَمَا كَانَ لَكُمُ أَنْ تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَنْ تَنْكِحُوا أَزْوَاجَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَبَدًا. It's not for you to contemplate on marrying the Prophet's wife صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet is not like any of you. Forever, he's not like any of his wife. He's not like any wife of anybody. إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمًا. That is something very heinous, very great before Allah. Here, this is the ayat of hijab. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say that there are things that Allah made me to have. For instance, I used to say, oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everybody, fajir or muti'un, good person, bad person, they just enter your house like that? Just they enter your house? Oh Prophet, this is not proper. Why don't you tell people to stop when they are coming? The Prophet is a very shy person.
is more shy than a virgin girl inside her room. He will just keep quiet until Allah reveals this. He said, Allah, thank you for revealing this verse. When it came to the issue of wine, taking alcohol, Sayyidina Umar says, Allah, stop Muslims from taking wine. Because how can a Muslim be taking alcohol? And Allah already has ordained it. The same thing when it came to the issue of the captives of Badr. Everybody said, take ransom. Allow them to do this. Sayyidina Umar said, kill all of them. And when Allah came, Allah said, if not that Prophet has already agreed to take ransom, they would have been killed. It is not for the Prophet to be going, to be so lenient all the time. So here, Allah also accepted. He said, these three things, Allah made it that what I said is what Allah came to. It coincided with what Allah wanted. After that other verse was revealed, that everything, all women are permitted for the Prophet except the daughters, the mother, and all those things. Sayyidina Aisha was Allah it is that everything that the Prophet wants is like what Allah wants. Whatever the Prophet said, I love this, Allah said, me too, I love it. He said, I see Allah is just in haste to make sure that he pleases you. Sayyidina Aisha used to say this. This thing we are seeing with Sayyidina Umar, that he's always going, everything that he wants, it will be that what Allah wants, it can be to with everybody. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz used to say, Allahumma ij'al ma tuhibbu fi ma nuhibbu. Allahumma ij'al ma nuhibbu fi ma tuhibbu. Wa ij'al fi ikhtiyarika ihtiyarina. Wa la taj'al illa ilayka ikrarina. Allah, make it that what we love is inside what you love. What we choose is among what you have already chosen. If all the time you are trying to please Allah, you are trying to please Allah, then you find also Allah will look at your heart and please you. That's why here Allah is revealing this verse, La tadkhulu buyutan nabiy illa an yuzunakum ila ta'am. This particular case happened when the marriage of Zainab bint Jahsh was conducted. The Prophet was so happy that Allah himself married to him a wife. And he went ahead and did a walima. The walima was with one rampa and bread. But he sent Anas. He said, go, be calling people 10-10. When you see any of the people 10, call them in to come and eat. After they have eaten, say, go and call another 10. Over 300 eggs from that meal. When they finish eating, some of them did not go out. The Prophet, he wanted to be alone. So he called one of his or two of his servants and said, let's go out. So he left, went to see Sayyidina Aisha, the other wives, and all of them were congratulating him. Oh, Prophet, we are congratulating you that Allah has given you a wife. Allah bless it. They were, each of them were congratulating the Prophet one by one. When he finished, he came back to Zainab's room and he still made that. Three of them were still there, talking, waiting for the Prophet. So it is here that Allah is referring to. Wala mustanisin li hadithin. You don't wait in the house of the Prophet that let food be done before you eat. It's when you are asked to enter. You don't also wait and say. Because if you are with the Prophet, it's not easy for you to stand up. Even if he's not talking, just looking at him is enough for you. Let alone when you are seeing his character, when you are seeing the lightning of his face, when you are seeing him talking, pairs of gold falling out from him. It's not easy for you to do. But Allah has to say it, that the Prophet, yastahi minkum, walakin, Allah is not shy of any of you. Inna zalim kana yuzin nabiyfa yastahi minkum, wallah la yastahi min al-haq. Then the ayat of hijab is this. Anyone that you are going to ask whether, when you are going to ask them, mata'an, if you are asking them for anything, whatever it is question of religion, is something you want from them, then let there be veil between you and them. And Allah said, this is better for your heart, purer for your heart. Because Satan can move inside your heart now for you to think something else. And this isn't that if you are entering somebody's house, there are three things that is not permissible for anybody to do. It's not permissible for any person that you are seeking to enter somebody's house and you are looking beyond the curtain into his courtyard, is haram. Or you are passing by, somebody has curtain on his window and you are peeping. If you close anything at that time and it hits your eyes or anything, Sharia has nothing against you. It's not permissible. It's not also permissible that you are saying, you are leading a prayer as imam. When it comes, you come to pray and you pray for yourself alone, without the others. You have to pray for everybody. It's also not permissible for you that you are leading prayer as an imam and then you are fighting to hold, you know, you don't want wind to come out of your buttocks, you are holding it. It's not permissible. Lead the prayer and let somebody else continue. These three things, they are not permissible. There is one Sahaba of the Prophet of God called Uyaynata bin Hisnin. This Uyaynata bin Hisnin is a leader of a particular tribe of the Arab. He came into the Prophet, came into the house without seeking permission. He just entered. Met the Prophet lying down with Sayyidah Aisha. Then he said, Prophet, how are you? Prophet said, you enter without permission? Since I have been, I have never seek permission before I enter anybody's house. This is how he answered the Prophet. And he's a leader of the community. Then he said, look at the Prophet, who is this beautiful light complexion lady lying by her side? He said, it's Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha. It's the mother of the faithful. Prophet reminded him that it's his own mother. She is very beautiful. I have a wife that is very beautiful. I think, let me take her and go and take that one. That is better. Prophet Lathama said, that is not permissible in Islam. So when he left, Sayyidah Aisha said, who is that person? He said, Ahamakum, Muti'un fi qawmihi. He said, that's a foolish man that. Despite his foolishness, he's leader of his community. So, sometimes you find somebody foolish, but he's leader of the community. What do you do? So this thing happened at that time. So don't ever think of marrying the Prophet any of his wives after him. Why? When you mention Allah, you have to mention the Prophet. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He is between the foreverness and the limited world. Part of him is foreverness. Part of him is limited world. We are in the limited world. Whatever we are doing is limited. The wives of the Prophet are not the wife of any person. When we die, our marriage is dead. When the Prophet leaves this world, his marriage is not dead. He's still there. So Sayyidah Aisha used to say, he said, I was very free with myself until Sayyidina Umar entered my room. Sayyidah Aisha said this after the passing away of the Prophet and his father. Because when the Prophet Salama passed away, the Prophets, all of them, wherever they passed away, it's that spot that they are buried. This verse allowed the Prophet that any of them, he can stay anywhere. When the Prophet was sick, he was still asking that they should take him to where he's supposed to go. Then the wife said, no, you already have permission. We know Aisha can take care of you more than any of us. The rest of us, we either have children or we're not as used to you as said Aisha. So the Prophet was taken to say that Aisha's house. He was there in that sickness that he passed. So he passed in the room of Sayyidah Aisha and was buried at that same spot. Later on, when the father of Sayyidah Aisha died, it was agreed that he would be buried behind the Prophet in the same room. When Sayyidina Umar was stabbed and he knew he was going to die, he begged Aisha, what I want in my life is for you to permit
that I should be buried along with Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He said, I had deserved that place for myself, but I now allow him. From there, I know I cannot be buried there. And it's her room. Before that time, when she enters her room, she doesn't have to care about veiling herself, but because they say it's my father and my husband, so I don't have to veil myself. But since Sayyidina Umar was put there, I have to be veiling myself. Look, this is Islam. Somebody that is dead, you can't, it's not dead really, you're saying it's dead. These are shaheed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is a shaheed. Sayyidina Umar is shaheed. وَلَا تَحَسْبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. Don't ever think that a person that is dead, is killed because of Allah. أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. They are living. So Sayyidina Aisha used to bail after Sayyidina Umar was buried in that place. So the wives of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not like the wives of other people. When he passes on, the marriage is still there. In your own case, your marriage is finished. Another person can come and take your wife. Even your brother can marry your wife after you. Even your uncle can marry your wife after you. Only your father cannot marry your wife after you and your son. Your father cannot marry your wife after you, your son cannot marry your wife after you. But your uncle, from your father's side or your mother's side, your brother, your cousins, they can marry your wife. It's not the way here, you have somebody's brother is marrying his late brother's wife, and people are looking at it as something wrong. Whatever is not wrong before Allah is not wrong. And it is part of faith to have it in your mind that it is not wrong. Because it is causing a lot of commotion in a lot of cycles. And for you to think of marrying the wife of the Prophet, or for you to even attempt it, the sin is not like the sin of you sinning to a limited person. It's like sinning to, your sin is unlimited. If you sin directly to Allah, your sin is unlimited. To the Prophet, your sin is unlimited. You don't believe in the Prophet, you are going to hell forever. Even if you believe in Allah, that is how it is. Inna zalim kana inda Allah azima.
إن تبدوا شيئا أو تخفوه فإن الله كان بكل شيء عليما.
إن تبدوا شيئا أو تخفوه فإن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. What we have asked you not to do, don't talk to the wives of the Prophet except from behind the veil. Don't do anything. Don't enter their house unless they are told. Even if you put in your heart that you will do it, or don't think of the Prophet's wife as being your wife, even if you think of it, into budu, or you say it out, into budu shay'an, anything you say out of puhu, or you hide it, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Anything at all, Allah knows it. There is a sahaba of the Prophet, Talha bin Ubaydillah Taymi. There is another Talha bin Ubaydillah, who is one of the Ashrat Mubashara, it's not the one. This is another one. This particular one, he had it in his mind. If the Prophet passes on today, he passes away. This Sayyidah Aisha is good, I'll try to get her. He didn't tell anybody. It was in the mind. Allah is referring to each year. Into budu shay'an, out of who? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. When he heard this verse, he didn't know what to do. He went, he emancipated 60 people. He has money, he emancipated 60 people. And he promised that he will be going to Hajj on foot at least 10 times to expiate for all the sins. He went to Hajj 10 times on foot every year. That may Allah forgive him what this thing that entered his heart. This is your position, pal. It's not physically alone that is working. The heart too, if it sins, it's not permissible to them. Every year he was going to Hajj by foot. People say, what is it that is going to say? I have committed a sin. It's between me and God. It's only the time people realize that the sin he committed is what you call khatir. For your heart to move, to look at something wrongly. For a wali is already a foregone sin. That's why some out here they said, if anything other than Allah enters my heart,
I consider myself among the kafir. That's why we are saying, when you are fasting, the first 10 days, make sure that you discipline your body to obey the Sharia. The next 10 days, discipline your heart to obey the Sharia. The last 10 days, give yourself up to Allah if you are in itikaf. Give yourself to Allah. Don't think of anything. Just worship, recite Quran. Be recited. Put your heart in it. Then Allah can take you to wherever He wants to take you to. That is Islam, Iman, Ihsan. You can have, you have control to discipline yourself at the level of Islam. You have your control to discipline yourself at the level of Iman. At the level of Ihsan, you don't have. You need a sheikh to discipline you. If you don't have, then the solution is coming in front. Just make it statue in the Prophet continuously is enough. Here Allah is telling us, in tukdu shay'an, aw tukhfuhu, fa inna Allah kana bi kulli shay'in alima.
La julaha alayhinna fi abaihinna wa la abnaihinna wa la abnaihinna wa la ikwanihinna wa la abnai ikwanihinna wa la abnai ikwatihinna ولا نسائهن ولا ما ملكت أيمانهن واتقين الله إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا.
لا جناح عليهن في آبائهن ولا أبنائهن ولا إخوانهن ولا أبناء إخوانهن ولا أبناء أخواتهن ولا نسائهن ولا ملكت أيمانهن واتقين الله إن الله كان Allah kulli shay'in shahida. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now saying, we have said nobody can just enter the house except they get permission. And if they must talk, they have to put hijab between them and the wives of the Prophet. And the wives of the Prophet from today can also not talk to people except from behind a hijab. This is the ayat of hijab. Then, is this everybody? Not everybody. La jinaha alayhinna fi abaihinna. There is no problem for them that their father should enter their house without hijab. Sayyidina Abu Bakr has a daughter in the house of the Prophet, he can enter. Sayyidina Umar has a daughter in the Prophet's house, he can enter. Wala abna'ihinna, and their children, there is no problem on them, that there is not a fault for them to enter the house without hijab. Salma has her children, the children can enter the house. Wala ikhwanihinna, and there is no problem for their own brothers to enter the house. Sayyidina Aisha has her brothers. This is Muhammad, this is Abdurrahman. Sayyidina Hafsat has her brothers also. All of them that have their brothers are permitted to enter the house of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not necessarily with hijab. Wala ikhwanihinna. Wala abna ikhwanihinna. And the children of their brothers are unlawful to them, even ordinarily. They are also allowed to enter the house. Wala abnai akhawatihinna, and the children of their sisters, like Sayyida Aisha has sister Asma has a child, Abdullah ibn Zubair, all these ones are allowed to enter the house. Wala abnai akhawatihinna, wala nisaihinna, and women, Muslim women that want to come in and come and ask questions and come and seek favor from the Prophet, they are allowed to enter. They don't have to take hijab. Wala malakat aymanhunna, and not the slaves. Their slaves, male or female, can enter the house of Rasulullah without necessarily taking any hijab. Wattaqina Allah. When we have said that these are the limits and these are the freedom, oh you, the Prophet's wives, you're not like Latina Kahari bin al-Nisa'i. You're not like every other person. Just like we told the Prophet at the beginning, Ya Nabi, Taqillah, you all of you now, Wattaqina Allah. You too, fear Allah. Anything you are going to do, fear Allah. Inna Allah kana ala kulli shay'in shahida. Allah is present, bearing witness over anything that you are doing. When you say shahid, which means the person is present. And this presence is very important. Allah is present wherever you are. Allah is not like you. The Prophet himself is also present. That's why we just said just now, the Prophet is alive after he has been buried. That's why he used to say, none of you, his work is shown to me, that his work is not shown to me. Even we in Salah, we are made to present our Salah anytime we pray to the Prophet to bear witness before we say Assalamu Alaikum. Anytime you offer to rakah, what do? At-tahiyya, you say At-tahiyyatullah, Azakiyyatullah. At the end, you say Assalamu Alaikum, Ayuhan Nabi. So here, Allah Tawaraka Allah said, Wattakeen Allah, in Allah, la kulli shay'in shahida. Allah is witness over everything that we do. May Allah make us to fear at Him, to imply the servants of Allah. May Allah forgive all our sins. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah bless all our ibadah. May He accept our ibadah. May Allah Tawaraka Ta'ala grant us all our needs, our food, our clothing, our houses, what we are going to write. May Allah give us good wives. May He give us good husbands. May He give us dutiful wives. May He give us responsible husbands. Mujahid Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah direct our leaders aright. May Allah strengthen Islam and strengthen Muslims. All those intending Islam with evil, may Allah weaken them. May Allah weaken them and destroy them for us. May Allah Ta'ala reward all our sheikhs for us. May He reward the Sahabas for us. May He reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah strengthen us and bless us with seeing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this world and the hereafter, whether in sleep or in awake. Bijahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق الهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين